Just shifting the awareness to the breath. We are out in nature today, joined by countless birds. I hope you can hear them. The rustle of the wind through the leaves. A cat on my lap. Life goes by, doesn't it? Life is moving, flowing, undulating. So many trajectories, weaving, flowing, coming together, separating. It's all right if you feel a little bit detached. It's all right if the emotional body is, perhaps it is calm, perhaps it is exhausted. But you just don't seem to have the emotional response that you did. We are walking between worlds, Master. We are living between worlds. We are straddling worlds. We knew that this time would be part of our mission here. We knew that a big part of our mission was to disconnect from that which is falling away. The inorganic structure of the third dimensional matrix. The organic structures, like nature, birds and trees and green-leafed beings. The organic structures are ascending as well. So nature is not that which is falling away, even though we experience it in the third dimensional bandwidth. These bodies, like nature, a part of nature, we experience them in the third dimensional bandwidth. But these organic, pure source light structures are upleveling, they are ascending. And it's okay. When you feel to just drift a bit, Let it all flow around you. Especially the aspects of the third dimensional matrix. Increasingly, there is going to be less and less there for you. Even in relationships, I probably don't have to tell you this, you are experiencing it already. But for probably most of us right now, there is something. There is something arising. It might be in your physical body. There's something arising that is inviting you to go deeper. It is an invitation. And for a lot of us, this going deeper process means sitting still, probably literally, and also being still, the aspect of the mind, the emotional body. It is an invitation to sit still and to go deeper into something. This is probably connected with that, what we have talked about before, this idea that there's less and less wiggle room, that we're being squeezed a little bit by the higher frequencies, by the dismantling of the old inorganic structures. This could very well be connected to that. Something that we have managed to avoid having to really look at. And now it is really in front of you. It is a portal, potentially. If it is something arising in the body, if it is pain in the body, it is simply an invitation to sit and dive in. It will probably be connected to other things, other aspects of your life. Take the opportunity to go deep. It is probably an issue, a pattern, an energy bundle that we might say is a spiral, meaning that it exists at multiple layers of your being. Even your current time human beingness, it could also be connected to parallel incarnations or greater soul field patterns. And perhaps ancestral patterns that are being cleared. A lot of ancestral patterning being cleared now. But we must sit still. There is a lot. Well, I know there is a lot for us to do. We're being pulled in a lot of directions. Bits of information dangled all around us to grab a hold of and turn over and over and over in our minds and talk about. And this is all part of it. All aspects of our human apparatus are wanting to move through this process, this bridging the two worlds process. And there are aspects of our human beingness that just want to understand, want to make sense of things. So it's all right that the mind is doing that. And it's chewing on pieces of information and wanting more. But there is something in your life now that is asking you to go deep. And it might be something where on the surface, your mind on the surface might be saying, I don't know. I don't know what to do about this. There's no solution. I can't see. I can't see the way out. I can't see the cause, the reason, the meaning. Then you know that for sure is where you need to be still. Drop in. Your consciousness, your awareness is like a little flame, a little lamp being lowered down into a deep cavern. Trust the flame of awareness that is you. Trust the light configuration that you hold. You are enlightening those places when you sit and go deep. And even if something arises that must be dealt with on other levels, more practical levels, let's say. The you that will navigate that in your current time self is far more skillful, evolved, expanded, and as we know from this group configuration, supported to do the work. But I promise you, you simply becoming aware and more aware of this energetic bundle and what else is it connected to in your life? Your relationships, your body. Where are you out of alignment? Where are you out of integrity? Where are you running someone else's energy through your body or your emotional body? Where are you continuing to expose the body consciousness, the cells? You could say even the inner child to energies that are not beneficial. This must be brought into alignment. and first into consciousness. For you to be able to go forward with more ease. Ease in the body, ease in the emotional body. And that will then translate to the configuration of your relationships. The flow of how the quantum field configures itself for you. Meaning possibilities, potentials, resolutions, solutions arising. The ghosts of the 3D matrix, even here, in a paradise of green, in the shimmering consciousness of trees and flowers, bees and butterflies. A great truck rumbles through. Perfect representation of where we are in our path right now. Bridging, doing our best to navigate, honoring our mission and our agreement to see this through, to assist in the crumbling, the dismantling, the transmutation of dense energies. Even for some of us to embody them and alchemize them from within. Bless you who are doing that. But always remember the second part of our mission, which is actually the main part. We came to rise. We came to uplift, to activate, to expand. To connect with the higher dimensional energies. And to anchor them into our physical bodies. And to walk these heaving dimensional realities, third and fourth dimensional and fifth dimensional realities, and the veils thinning, and the hungry ghosts spinning round and round. That is part of it. But we came to move through that. And that is what we're doing. And there's a bit of a spaciousness, a bit of detachment. perhaps that is translating as well into a kind of softening in relationships. Multiple momentums unfurling themselves, playing themselves out, being forced, and on and on. And even from the mostly benevolent human collective bandwidth, there are multiple energetics playing out, co-creating together. There are going to be times in this journey, of course, where we just have to get through it. Some are going to be more obviously difficult or challenging times, and some, like this, spacious. Perhaps not a tremendous sense of goal-oriented drive. Perhaps even having the experience where you don't know what you're going to be doing. You're not feeling it anymore. That's all right. Every time there is an up-leveling, we're always, we up-level into a bit of a wobble. And things have not constellated. It's not clear yet. Because you are not clear and balanced and aligned yet. And this happens macrocosmically, let us say. There are macrocosmic waves of light, frequency, energy. There are upgrades. There are cosmic rays, photonic light, plasma. Macrocosmically, we and this earth are up-leveling. The human collective is, if not up-leveling, then they are at least being bombarded, or maybe we should say invited, by the energies to up-level. And so things will be not quite formed yet, not quite constellated yet. Or if you have gone through a bit of a leap, you are not going to be able to plug yourself in a quote-unquote meaningful or legitimate way into the third dimensional bandwidth anymore. Leaving you with that vague sense of, I don't know, I don't know where I fit anymore, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Let the human aspects drift. I promise you, your soul consciousness, Master, is powerfully aligned. It is in full embracement of this mission that you said yes to so long ago. Align with the yes, feel the yes of your greater soul consciousness. And then let the human aspects drift. And of course, sit still. Look deeply. And allow the light that you are to do the work.